Getting a good night's sleep is easier for some people than for others, but research has shown it's essential for everyone. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, recently spoke with Dr. Orfeo Buxton, a neuroscientist and sleep researcher from Harvard, about the health issues a lack of sleep can cause.
Can you tell us, what role does sleep play in our overall health?
Well, sleep is a tremendous source of restoration, a time for growth and repair, and also one of psychological and physiologic resilience. It allows us to recover, and it allows us to be ready for the next day.
What are the short and long-term consequences of being sleep-deprived, because so many people are not getting enough sleep or the quality and quantity of sleep they need?
In the short term, just after a night or two of, say, one all-nighter or a night or two of not enough sleep, sleepiness obviously increases, our mood changes, we have difficulty concentrating, all aspects of memory, formation, consolidation, and processing are attenuated. Our appetite increases and our food preferences change to those that are less healthy choices. Our energy levels drop, among many, many other things. In the long term, and depending on the degree of sleep deficiency, can result in further degraded cognitive performance, a yet further worsening of mood, and essentially all hormones in the body become imbalanced or are altered by sleep restriction. Spontaneous pain increases, immune system suppression kicks in, and then my primary research area is on metabolism. We find that glucose metabolism is altered in ways that increase obesity and diabetes risk.
What is considered normal or healthy sleep for optimal functioning in midlife?
Well, our amount of sleep that we need changes across our life, obviously. Younger kids with growing brains and bodies need a lot more sleep. Infants may need well over 12 hours in a day. And as we get to adulthood, though, we arrive at our number. Sleep is very individual. Different people need different amounts. And so whatever your number is, you can tell what that is. If you pay off your sleep debt and get plenty of extra sleep for a few weeks, you'll arrive at a number that's about how much you need. And that number of hours of sleep that you get really doesn't change a lot. It goes down slightly through midlife and as we get older. You can tell if you're getting enough sleep by going to sleep and getting up at about the same time each day without an alarm clock. And if you feel refreshed, that's enough sleep for you.
Can you make up lost sleep on weekends?
Catching up on the weekend is possible. The metric that I would use is try not to dig too deep a hole. So if you have this as a lifestyle, you go for a month and then want to catch up on a weekend, you can see that as probably not working out too well. Another way to think of it is if you want to manage your weight, would you say, well, I don't want to get more than 10 or 15 pounds over the weight that I want to be, and then I'll just lose it? That doesn't ring as a very solid strategy to most people. And I think the same idea would work for sleep. Try not to dig too deep a hole.
That's neuroscientist Orfeo Buxton speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.